Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's not a great time for any event that involves an audience, and the future for them is far from certain. Yet some people still have hope in their hearts, among them Peter Phillips, the man behind TEDfest and the world's largest Elvis festival, among many other events. And Peter joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Peter.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. I imagine that TEDfest probably has the distinction of as one of the few events that actually did happen in Ireland this year.
Somebody said it's the only festival to have taken place in Ireland this year. We were lucky and we got away with it the last weekend of February. I remember we were sitting, it was sitting on the television in the bar. We go, well, what's that all about? Like 2 weeks later, the enormity then hit us. But we were lucky.
And in terms of other festivals that you produced in the course of a year, I assume most of them or all of them have been affected.
Yeah, we do two big Elvis festivals, one in Benidorm and one in Porthcawl over here in Wales. They were both, Benidorm came up in April, so we postponed it to start with, thinking this is only going to last a couple of weeks. And then we cancelled the postponed date. Porthcawl was, the Elvis Festival in Porthcawl was September. That was cancelled. We do a rockabilly festival over here as well. That was cancelled. And we also do, we do an International Vampire Film and Arts Festival in Transylvania in October to coincide with Halloween. That actually went ahead, but only as a virtual event.
Right, okay. And what do you think of the virtual events? Are they, you know, obviously they're not as good as the real thing.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. It actually worked for the film festival. And it was there's an academic conference involved in that and like book readings and things. So, yeah, that worked. In actual fact, I think it's probably taught us how to do a virtual event for that particular event. And I think we'll end up doing a hybrid. We'll always have a live element from Transylvania. And then we'll stream a lot of it live. So it was a useful learning point. It doesn't work for it doesn't work for something like TEDfest or an Elvis festival. I don't personally think like any live music events really work streaming. Personally, it's a stopgap at best. So let's hope we're going to get back to some sort of normality next year. We've taken the view with TEDfest that it was always going to be ambitious to get it done in February as we normally do, so we've moved it to October, and the weather's going to be as bad as it always is in February, we're assured, and the ferry crossing will be as rough as it always is in February, so let's hope it's we're all back to, so if we're not back to normality by October, I think we'll be having a Mad Max festival.
Well, it won't make any difference in terms of the weather, that's for sure. Do you think there might be a nervousness among people, even though, you know, they might be saying there's a vaccine and it's all over, people will still be slightly wait and see about whether they want to go out.
Ask yourself, Sean, what's the nervous factor for somebody who's going to dress up as a priest or a nun or a brick or a rabbit and get on a ferry and go to the Aran Islands in February? They're not nervous disposition people by nature that go to TEDfest. Mm. So I think they'll be going.
Right. Okay. But you don't think that? I mean, in general, in terms of live events, that the damage
general,
level that's been done.
Yeah, I think in general it's going to be a transitionary year. I think it's going to take a long time. You're not going to get normal like a light switch coming on. It'll take, you know, and it depends on the events. You know, it's difficult to see how things like, you know, Glastonbury or Electric Picnic are going to be the same as they were before. I think they'll get back there. So this year it's going to be a bit different. TEDfest is a bonkers event. And really, I mean, the awareness of TEDfest is totally disproportionate to the size of the event. It's only 250 people. So it's only a glorified wedding at the end of the day.
But you do have plans to open up a theatre in Galway, but one with social distancing built into it.
Yeah, that's a totally... Before my life disappeared down a rabbit hole of running Father Ted festivals and Elvis events, I used to write history books, and I wrote 17 years ago, I wrote the biography of Richard Martin, Humanity Dick Martin, who was the Irishman who pioneered animal rights back in the 1820s. And paradoxically, was the most renowned duelist in Ireland. Most amazing character, owned like what is now Connemara. And I used to do book tours and lectures and things, and, you know, it's a larger than life character a lot of people haven't even heard of, and his legacy is enormous. And then 10 years ago, a friend of mine called Mickey Martin, who's a musician who was then based out in Clifton, said, why don't we do like a musical version? And we did a musical narration. Basically, I was telling the story and Mickey had written some original songs and brought in some musicians. And we did that at a Roundstone Arts Festival and Ballinahinch Castle and Westport House. And 10 years ago, Mickey and I said, we're going to make this into a musical. And nothing happened. We were just too busy. And last June, I was locked down here in Wales. Mickey's locked down in some vineyard in Tuscany. He's got it right. I said, come on, Mick, let's see if we can pull this together. We developed a script. It's gone into pre-production. And the original idea was as a touring thing. We said, why don't we base it in Galway? Humanity Nick Martin opened a theatre in Galway in the 1780s. It was the first theatre outside of Dublin. So why don't we build our own purpose-built 18th century theatre, which by definition would be COVID friendly, because in those days, you know, they had social distancing. So we're looking at a themed theatre and putting this there for the summer season next year.
Right. And so how many people will fit into this place?
Well, about 200. I mean, the thing is, you've got to take floor space that last year you could have got 400 people in. And run it with 200. It'd be very much like a dinner theatre, like a pub theatre environment. You'd be sitting sort of crammed into stall seats and circle seats. The two venues we're looking at both have sort of mezzanine balconies that, but very much like they used to be in the, you know, in the 1800s, more like those sort of music hall theatre venues.
And will this be just for your Humanity Dick piece, or will you be using it on an ongoing basis?
Well, I think if we're going to open a venue like that, I mean, well, the plan is to run Humanity Dick there for the summer and then tour it, funnily enough, in New Zealand, where Mickey's got a production company, tour it in their summer. But yeah, we'll have a venue, so maybe sort of like have a historical themed shows there, but there's more we can do. Dueling, that's the thing that's going to come back, Sean. Dueling's going to be the national sport of 2021.
Right. Okay. You heard it here first. That's a hell of a
just look
prediction.
Just look at the waiting list to get into civil courts.
Yeah.
Just go and settle it on the field somewhere, lads. You know, get a couple of pistols, go and sort yourselves out.
Okay, what could possibly go wrong? Peter, thanks very much.
Paintball dueling. That's the next fix.
Peter, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Peter Phillips there. Wait, you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. What is real?
Moncrief on News Talk.